Innocent children. Innocent children. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Innocent children. Children are black and white. Children do not have the concept of wrong and right and good and bad and things of that nature. They are just simple. And then as they begin to grow, as they begin to associate with adult society, they begin to take on the values that have numbers to them, values that are right to a degree and wrong to a degree. Is it wrong to tell a white lie? Is it wrong to tell any lie? Is it okay to tell a lie when it makes another person feel a little less hurt, a little less troubled? Is it wise to keep things from others, to have secrets and so forth? Now, these are all things that the adult society has grown into and grown aware of over the years. Now, why has the adult society allowed itself to have this set of values that go by the numbers, whereas a child is right or wrong, good or bad? There's no variance to it. Oh, they learn it. Oh, they learn it fast, because they see the adults around them with values that are not always pure, with values that are not always consistent. You can lie under some circumstances and others you cannot. Now, why is it that we teach our children these things? Why is it we teach our children? Do you believe and do you think that our world would perhaps be a little more beautiful, a little more perfect, a little more wonderful, if we taught ourselves to stand strictly by truth, to stand strictly by what is correct? That would seem to be a very difficult thing for most of us adults to do, because we have been taught to not say things that are going to hurt other people, even when it's the truth. We've been taught that a little white lie is okay now and then. We've been taught these things, but we cannot do that. We cannot do that. You see, we live in a pure universe, in a universe of principle. And this universe of principle does not allow for little white lies. It does not allow for any way of not telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Why is it that we don't recognize this? How long is it going to take us to become aware that we cannot go around saying things that are truth or half-truth or falsehoods? How can we? When are we going to learn that? Our children, bless their hearts, are born with that awareness in them. But they soon learn to think differently. They soon learn to lie, because they see the adult society around them lying. Now, what's so good or so bad or what's so difficult or so hard about lying? It's just that the truth is that you are divine and I am divine. The truth is that all is good. The truth is that this is a divine universe, a wonderful universe. It was created to be magnificent to the nth degree. And yet, we have allowed ourselves that little stigma, which is nearly not so little, that little stigma of lying to enter into our thinking. We doubt ourselves. We doubt that we are divine. We doubt that we are created by a divinity that is so wonderful and so beautiful and so perfect, and that the principle always works. Just like the law of mathematics always works, the principle always works. You tell the truth all the time, and the truth stands forth for itself. The truth is, I am whole and perfect. The truth is, I like me. The truth is, this is a wonderful world. Can you say that all the time, or do you think you're lying when you look at yourself and you're not whole and perfect, and then you say, I'm whole and perfect, and you say, I can't say that, that's a lie. Well, I would say it's good to train yourself into the truth. You are whole and perfect. You are a divine, whole and perfect being, and you have allowed yourself to have an illusion of not being whole and perfect. You allowed yourself to have the illusion of not being happy, not being healthy, not being harmonious with your world. You allow that illusion, and because you've allowed that illusion, you let that illusion become the truth for you. And it's not. It is not the truth for you. The truth for you is that you are whole and perfect. The truth for you is that you are beautiful, that you are fantastic, that you are God, that you're divine in every possible way. You're divine. And that's the truth. Now, when am I going to stop lying? When am I going to stop saying to myself that I am not that which I am? When am I going to start recognizing that I must speak the whole truth and nothing but the truth? I must say, I am wonderful. I must say, this is a good world. I must say that I am the creator of every single thing in my world. And when something in my world is not so good, it's what I have created. And I've created it because I was allowing myself to think thoughts that were not true. I allowed myself to live in the world of illusion. Now, what do I want to live in? Do I want to live in the world of illusion, or do I want to live in the world of reality? Do I want to live in the world of truth, or do I want to live in the world of appearances? The appearances that come and go that are not forever, not everlasting, not stable. What is it that I want? What is it that you want? What is it that we want? What is it our children are born with? This recognition of truth, and then we teach them otherwise. We teach them, you believe in appearances. You believe in appearances. We tell our children they're naughty. We tell our children they're not perfect. We tell our children they are imperfect in one way or another. And as we do this, we build up in them the life of illusion, the life of living in appearances that are constantly changing. How could we be such ugly people to do that to our blessed children? How could we do that to ourselves? We know the truth. We know better. We know better, but we don't do it. Why is it we don't do it? Why is it that we like to live in the world of appearances? We can say, oh, what a beautiful morning. And the morning might be rainy or cloudy or sunny or wonderful. It doesn't matter. Whatever we name anything, that's what it is. And when we name things good, which is their reality, that reality remains that way forevermore. And when we name something that is not its reality, that is the temporary illusion that we experience, the temporary experience that we have, the temporary unhappiness that we have. Now, what is it that we want in our life? Do we want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Do we want the pure consciousness? Do we want our pure divine self to radiate forth at all times? Do we want our children to be the ideals that they are born as and living it all their life? Well, then we have to be the teachers of that. We have to be the perpetrators of that, because if we are not, they will take on whatever we give them. They will change because they think that that perhaps is what they should do. It's up to us to begin today to call this world good and very good and everything in it good and very good and all divine and whole and perfect and live in that consciousness and that awareness and that reality. And when we do, then that is what our life is. Then that is all that we know. That is all that we are. And then we live in wholeness. We live in perfection. We live in health. We live in wealth. We live in all that is good. We live in the abundance that we are. We live in the purity that we are. It's our choice, and it's our choice right now today. What do we want to do? How do we want to live our life? And living our life in a beautiful, noble, fantastic way, do we want that life to be everlasting fantastic? Then we must keep our thoughts pure and clean at all times. We must say, I am divine. All is good. All is beautiful. And never once sway from realizing all is good and all is beautiful and always. Never once falling from that path, but always walking that path. And that path is not a narrow path. It's not a rocky path. It is wide. It is wide as life is itself. And it's good as life is itself. And it's peaceful and true. And it's me. And it's you. I love you so. It's easy to love you because first I love myself. And then I love all in my world. Have a lovely, 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 lovely day because I see you that way. Oh, yes, I do. I love you.